St. Francis of Paola, Walking on the Waters, in the second of those two legends by Franz Liszt. Wilhelm Kempff was the pianist on a recording he made in 1974, which was re-released a couple of years ago on Deutsche Grammophon. And I think it's worth quoting what Jeremy Siegman says in the booklet notes accompanying that re-release. He says, before encountering this recording in the mid-1970s, he'd admired but never loved Liszt's music. I'd recognised its brilliance and originality, indeed its historical and musical significance, he says, but a deep spiritual and temperamental resistance had prevented my being seriously moved by it. Kempff's ennobling simplicity put an end to that. Well, I hope you enjoyed hearing it too. This is BBC Radio 3. Music for Piano Trio begins through the night with Jonathan Swain from 12:30, but now at 11 o'clock, it's time for Boxing Day's Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Welcome to our Boxing Night edition, and you can expect a lot of bubble and squeak. We've an action-packed 60 minutes ahead, culminating in this month's collaboration session, which you can also download as a free podcast from the Radio 3 website. Our December session features the saxes of Trish Clues, the violin of Donald Grant, and all manner of interventions from Peter Kand. So put the pickles away. Here's Berlin-based Tel Avivian Gelbart with what sounds like an homage to Raymond Scott, Meloda. We'll be right back. The Hilliard Ensemble performing Il Cor Tristo, The Misery of the Heart, Part 1. That's Roger Marsh's setting of two cantos from Dante's Inferno, which tell of the frozen lake which awaits sinners in the ninth circle of hell. Moving swiftly from despair to joy, this is track 1 from No End, a solo album by Keith Jarrett that he's kept in a drawer for nearly 30 years, but this year he's released it because he finds it so very uplifting, flaws and all. Thank you. One from No End, Keith Jarrett's solo album, on which he plays every instrument you just heard, from electric guitars and Fender bass to tablas and drum kit. Oh, and on some tracks, he plays piano. Something rather more traditional now. It's from the CD Utina, Sounds of Okinawa Island. Hajime Nakasone performs a tune called Amaka. Please love me deeper than the depth of the Amaka Lake in Kadena, he sings, or something very like it.
Standing down in Portland town one day, I was standing down in Portland town one day. I was standing down in a Portland town one day. Hey, I come from Louisiana where the red fish in the bay. I come from Louisiana where the red fish in the bay. Lord, I come from Louisiana where the red fish in the bay. Hey, 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 hey. So said, which way does the Columbia River run? Said, which way does Columbia River run? Which way does the Columbia River run? From the Canadian Rockies to the ocean of the setting sun. Well, how many rivers have you got in the Portland town? I said, how many rivers have you got in Portland town? Lord, how many rivers have you got in the Portland town? Hey, the Columbia River is the river that they all run down. I walked down the road and I seen your Bonneville Dam. Walked down the road and I see your Bonneville Dam. Walked the rocky road and I see your Bonneville Dam. Electricity around the factories making airplanes for Uncle Sam. Single boys can ramble, you single boys can roam, but it takes a married man, boys, to sing worried song, married man, worried song. Once you used to ramble, I sung a single song. Now I'm married, boys, I had to change my tune, and a married man, he sings a worried song. I was rough and I was rowdy when I led a single life, but I got to take it easy and I got myself a wife and a married man. I'm singing word song. Got six kids to feed and educate. It's really got me thinking, not to make long this place for a married man. I'm singing word song. I am very happy married, and I got to save my dough. We got six children, expecting several more. To married man, worried song. Yes, we got six little children, expecting several more. Kid run out like cattle when you open up the door. I'm a married man, I'm singing worried song. Yes, you single boys can ramble and lead a rowdy life. You'll have to take it easy when you get yourself a wife. You'll be singing a word song. You'll have a flock of children and others coming on. It takes a married man, boys, sing a word song. A married man, I know a word song.
Woody Guthrie, it takes a married man to sing a worried song. Well, he always liked to laugh, did Woody? Another classic of Americana now. Comparatively recent, more like 7 years old rather than 70. So take some old time and some Delta traditions, mix in some computers and cornfields, scratch them up and reimagine them for an America more reliant on machines and the grace of God. And what do you get? A band like Califone with a song like Pink and Sour. We'll be right back. Telephone with Pink and Sour, and all of their experimentalism brings us to our own experiment, our December Late Junction collaboration session, downloadable as a free podcast for the next 30 days via the Radio 3 website. And we're firing up an intriguing trio of artists: Trish Clues, saxophonist, composer, BBC Radio 3 new generation artist, and one of our most agile and original jugglers of improv and adventurous composition, that's according to John Fordham, the jazz critic. Donald Grant, innovative and brilliant violinist, renowned in the world of chamber music as a member of the Elias Quartet and as a traditional musician throughout the UK. Peter Kant, an up-and-coming writer, director, actor, librettist, who's worked with composer Luke Stiles. Now, how are these talents going to intertwine in the studio? What's it going to sound like? I went down to Maidervale Studios to be a fly on the wall. Thank you.
Number 20. Contemplation, or The Cruel Mother. The shape of the hexagram reminds us of a type of tower or viewing platform characteristic of ancient China, a landmark that could be seen for miles around. In human terms, the hexagram shows how a wise ruler contemplates the law of heaven above him and the ways of the people below, and who, by good government, sets a lofty example. She wiped the penknife in the sludge. The more she wiped it, the more blood showed. As she was walking in her own father's park, she saw two pretty babes playing with a ball. Pretty babes, if you were mine, I'd dress you up in silk so fine. Dear mother, when we were thine, you dressed us not in silk so fine. Here we go to the heavens high. You'll go to bad when you do die. One's view through one's doorway is limited. One tends to relate everything to oneself. One cannot put oneself in another's place or understand his motives. But as the wind goes everywhere over the earth, and the grasses bend before its power, so the wise ruler goes everywhere. And people are swayed as grass by the wind. Scatters dark clouds, so he scatters hidden evils. The power in the wind depends upon its ceaselessness. Time is its instrument.
You're listening to the Lake Junction Collaboration Session. And with me in the studio, I have Trish Clues, I have Donald Grant, and I have Peter Kant, three individuals who are making some great music. Trish Clues, how did you get this trio together?
So both of these great guys have worked with other people that I know. So Pete's worked with Luke Stiles, who's a contemporary composer, and Pete wrote a libretto for Luke.
For Peter Kant, and that's probably the first librettist we've ever had in a Lake Junction session.
Excellent.
So, and you've worked with him before?
I hadn't worked with Pete before, so that was kind of the reason for getting these guys in, is that I knew of their work and I'd sort of heard them play and sort of seen what they do, and I wanted to sort of bring them together, and because it's such a fantastic opportunity to bring, you know, something very interesting and very different to what you normally do. I actually had a bit of a conversation with Fiona Talkington, who I know a little bit, and she sort of threw some ideas at me. So I did like a little bit of listening, and then gradually as I was checking out lots of music, these two guys popped into my head.
And the third person is, of course, Donald Grant, who's on fiddle over there. So how did you hear about him?
So Donald has worked with a number of string players that I work with myself. So with the jazz group that I have called Tangent, sometimes we have a string quartet, sometimes I just have a cellist with me. And a lot of those guys put me onto Donald. So we've almost worked together on a number of occasions before. It hasn't quite worked out, but this time it did. So I'm very excited to be working with him today.
We're sitting in a big studio here at Maida Vale, and there's a lot of stuff in here. And all of you are doing highly unusual things with your stuff. Because I've seen you preparing for piece number two. And you were standing on a chair, blowing your tenor into a grand piano.
That's right, yeah.
Perhaps you better explain yourself.
Well, it's kind of an old trick, really. It's something that I've mucked about with many times before. And it's just quite a nice way of creating reverb without actually going through any kind of effects or whatever. So it's a really nice natural acoustic thing to do that's not too forced, because you're still sort of playing as you would. And in this situation, we kind of need the pedal pressing down, which gives Pete over here a nice extra job to mix in with all the other things he's doing.
He does a few other things as well. The sound that you were getting out of your tenor sax, is that called multiphonic chords?
Yes. So we've been using lots of, I guess, what we call extended techniques. And yes, you're right, they're called multiphonics. So they kind of produce a slightly strange sound because the pitches aren't exactly in tune with the tempered scale, so the notes you would find on the piano, but they're close enough, particularly as I'm playing with Donald, so obviously with the violin he can sort of bend the tuning a bit. If it was just piano, it would be quite difficult for the pianist to sort of match what I was doing, but it gives Donald the opportunity to choose between matching me or not matching me. So
however unorthodox and extended your technique compared to what Pete Kant was doing, that was just orthodox, really. Because you've got a number of tricks up your sleeve for this session, have you not?
Yes.
And they include, in no particular order, consulting the I Ching.
Yes, that's right.
Digital recorder.
Yes, a very, very basic little dictaphone, yeah.
Paper cup along the underside of the grand piano keys, which is new to me.
This is my old trick. I picked up from a Polish composer called Marcin Stanczek, who I worked with once. I wrote a libretto and created a scenario, which I directed with him. And I liked his use of the paper cup, and I liked the way he used sound worlds to kind of create performance.
And you seem to be describing pictures that you've got on your phone. Is that
right?
Yeah,
well, I'm a theatre maker, really, by trade. So I work as a director, currently as a librettist also, with different composers. And what I really like to do is theatre is a very collaborative medium, and I like to extend that in my work with artists. So I work with different artists of different kinds. I really love music. So Trish invited me to provide a kind of provocation in the recording session today. And I'm not really a spoken word artist. I don't construct poetry live or anything like that. So I wanted to bring a performance into the recording and through that evoke the liveness of what we're doing today. So I have all three of our phones, and I'm looking through the pictures that they've taken, that I've taken, and that might provide some sort of stimulus as well. I might start speaking some of the pictures that I see. It's just about ways of randomising to create something extra, something magic.
Donald, you have got a wooden board under your feet.
I do indeed.
And a fiddle. So you were tapping your feet on the board there. Is that something that you do often? I mean, I know that fiddlers from Quebec do that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, the Quebecian fiddles, they do it in a really advanced way, but most fiddle players or instrumentalists tap when they're playing tunes, you know, it's just kind of part of it. And it was interesting to pick up on it in today's recording. The tune that we were using as a basis for improvising is an old Gaelic walking song. So that was when the women would sit round a table and they would beat the tweeds on a table to make the tweed waterproof and shrink it. So basically my foot, we just kind of exaggerated it a bit to bring out the idea and image of these women beating the tweed.
So I'm going to step outside the studio in a minute and you're going to deliver a second piece, create it here and now, in the moment. Would anybody like to tell me something about the concepts behind this second piece?
I think our first concept is to play around with sound, atmospheric sound, beauty of sound, anything that stirs a strong emotion, I think. And we're just trying to free our imagination and boundaries and feelings and really just go with it. So right now it's in a very early stage and we'll just see where it goes.
It's a very mystical enterprise that you're up to, I think.
It would involve a little bit of prepared piano, I think, and maybe a little bit more of a slightly different use of my dictaphone. And Trish is going to be swapping between instruments, I think, as well.
Yeah.
And you're going to be getting back up on that piano stool.
Yeah, I'm going to get back on the piano stool so I can reach inside the piano with my saxophone. Yeah.
Well, it's a magical session. Thank you very much. I can't wait to hear the next piece.
Thank you.
And, you know, I can't say Merry Christmas anymore, but I can say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
picture of an empty room with a music stand in the corner. The sofa is a kind of... the colour is grey, brown. The light's coming in from the window behind the music stand, and there's one of those balls you practice yoga on. Sun shining right into the lens. The lens is flaring with the sun, and there's a... it could be like early in the year, like February or something, with the clouds low over the horizon and a bright blue sky and green pasture almost reaching out very far, like a kind of golf course, or there's a car park in the distance somewhere as well, and there's just one little cloud in the sky, and over the horizon a little bit of thick cloud with the light just beginning to kind of come behind it as the sun starts to set. It's a plate of soup with shrimp. It's a woman with black lips and smoke exhaling from her lips. It's a picture of a yellow balloon on a beach. Picture of somebody's dog asleep on the bed. It's a picture of a church by the sea. It's a picture of a map of how to get to Shoreditch High Street. It's a picture of a door closed.
Enthralling, intriguing, and just what you need on Boxing Night. Thanks so much to Trish Clues, Donald Grant, and Peter Kant. And by the way, those pieces were eventually given names. The first piece, based on the old folk tune, became Walk. And the second piece, the saxophone in the piano piece, became Postcards from Arthur. And you can download a podcast of the whole session for free over the next 30 days via the Radio 3 website. Well, that brings us to the end of Lake Junction for Boxing Night and for this week. Nick Luscombe will be in the Lake Junction chair next Tuesday to usher in 2014. But for now, thanks for listening and Happy New Year. I'll leave you with an Angolan gem, Giulietta by Bella Esanju.
Ndako yo kasukuta talama we tulikule talama we tulikule we talama we tulikule talama we tulikulya kota talama we tulikule talama we tulikulya man talama we tulikule apengela kepo we bobo ndako chila we apengela kepo we bobo ndako chila we bapapa wo batilukoseya okoko chila we mama iba tilukoseya O koko chila we, ukulo kukuka we, kumwenyo wandalulomo. Ukulo kukuka we, kumwenyo wandalulomo. Kalunginji, kumwenyo we, wandakolulomo. Kalunginji we, kumwenyo we, wandakolulomo. Amala kuhilagi, kumwenyo we, wandalulomo. Mayo kukuka yo, I wandalulomo we. Mayo kukuka mo, I wandalulomo we. Mayo kuchila we. O piluko seya, mai yo kunjumbo we, o katapa o lala we, o lonjila yo yo gulemba we, yo yo gilila we, o lonjila yo yo gulemba we, yo yo gilila we, akwengela peko we, va piluka yo katukuta, akwengela peko we, o va piluko seya we, akwengela peko we, va piluko lundongo we, batate kochila we, iva mwanako we, batate kochila we, Oga malako we, Julieta melima, dili mandati we, Julieta lima, dili mandati we, o malanda chitava pila kokalunga we, Julieta we, epungun dili mali pila kovimbanda we, Julieta we, ndako yo katukuta, talama we tulipule, talama we tulipule amai, talama we tulipule, talama wale tulipule we, talama we tulipule, talama we tulilana wale, talama we tulipule, talama we tulipule amale, talama we tulipule, talama we tulipopio kamwe, talama we tulipule, talama we tulipule amale, talama we tulipule, talama we tulipule amale, talama we tulipule.
Welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. If you want to expand your knowledge of the piano trio repertoire, this opening concert should fit the bill. It's from the 2012 Stavelo Festival in Belgium. To come here, trios by Chausson, Granados, Chaminard and Schubert's Notturno. The players are violinist Philippe Talec, cellist Antoine Landowski and pianist Boris de la Roche-Lambert. And they set off with music by Falla's near-contemporary Joaquin Turina, who was in love with his native city, Seville, and his output mostly consisted of evocations and celebrations of it, or at least of Spain's deep south. This from 1933 is Turina's second piano trio.